The Internal Revenue Service will get $80 billion in new funding over the next decade thanks to the Inflation Reduction Act. That money will go to greatly needed technology upgrades and customer service improvements. But it'll also help the IRS enforce its tax code and increase its ability to audit taxpayers. The U.S. Treasury Department estimates that about $600 billion go unpaid every year. And in fact, because it doesn't have enough funding to conduct audits, the IRS investigates poor taxpayers at a higher rate than wealthy ones. To explain all that, we've asked Paul Keel, who reports about the IRS for ProPublica, to join us. Hi, Paul.
Hi.
So how did we end up with $80 billion for the IRS?
Good question. You know, why that precise number? I mean, it really has to do with Democrats wanted to find ways to raise revenue to fund, you know, a lot of the tax breaks they wanted to give for green incentives, you know, to buy EVs and, you know, put solar panels in your house. And everybody who looks at it says, you know, a very easy way to get revenue is just to increase funding for the IRS so it can adequately enforce the tax code and, you know, bring in revenue from people who are not paying what they should under the law. And so when you look at the budget estimates, it's going to bring in over $100 billion over the next 10 years, which that provides revenue they need to provide, you know, tax credits for other stuff.
So I want to dig into the details of why $80 billion is needed. There was an opinion piece in the Washington Post that, I mean, the photos that accompanied that piece were just incredible. You know, people say the IRS is still doing everything on paper, but I don't think I fully understood what that meant until I got a look at the equipment in those pictures that dated back to the 1970s and all of the stacks of paper everywhere. Is it lack of funds that is preventing the IRS from sort of catching up on its paperwork?
Yeah, I mean, this has been a really old problem, is that they have old technology, and people in the agency always say that paper is death to the IRS, but then they also have all these systems sometimes that end up with things on paper when they shouldn't be. For instance, they don't have scanning technology, so when people file their returns on paper, they go to this massive, you know, holding facility, and, you know, an actual employee has to sit there and type in numbers into the system, and it's a big mess. You know, fortunately, only a small portion of people file their returns on paper now, but it's still millions of people who can really gum things up. So, you know, what commissioners of the IRS have always said is that they need like a big chunk of funding that could allow them to do like a big overhaul of the software systems. That's part of what this funding is supposed to do.
Well, I mean, I recently got a notice from the IRS saying, hey, we've made a mistake. We need you to call us. And it took me 3 weeks to actually get in touch with a live person.
Yeah. Well, their numbers are that they answer about 10% of their calls with a person. And the numbers haven't been much better than that for quite a while. And recently, with the hot labor market, they've actually had trouble hiring people, given the wages that they're paying.
Well, that's part of their staff shortage. I mean, we talked about their equipment, but they, as you say, there's just not enough people. So because of all of what you've just said, the IRS has not been able to perform as many audits as it probably should. And for the past few years, it has been auditing the poor at a higher rate than middle and high income people. Why?
Well, there's a couple of reasons for it. But one is there's been a deliberate effort by Republicans to cut the budget of the IRS, particularly starting in 2010. And they particularly cut the budget on the enforcement side of things. And the enforcement for the IRS is kind of two different things going on. You have systems that are like running, you know, computers that are running algorithms on returns as they're filed. But when it comes to auditing upper income people, the rich, you're really talking about a skilled investigator, an agent who knows how to look at the tax return of a business owner or a wealthy person and intelligently audit that return. And essentially what happens if those people, because the agency is being starved of funding, you know, are retiring and not being replaced, the audit rate of the rich falls a lot faster than the audit rate of people down the income scale, because people down the income scale tend to be audited by machines chiefly. So what has happened over the last 10 years is the audit rate of the rich has fallen catastrophically. You know, we're talking about over 80% of the rate of what it was 10 years ago. And then, you know, the audit rate of people who are claiming their income tax credit has also fallen, but not as precipitously. The average person who claims their income tax credit makes about $16,000 a year. And the audit rate for them is reached more or less the same rate as someone who's, you know, earning six figures is wealthy but not super wealthy. So things are out of balance right now. So what the IRS has said is that with this funding, they're going to be hiring these skilled agents to go do audits of corporations and the rich at a higher rate.
Paul Keel reports for ProPublica on the IRS. Paul, thank you so much.
Thanks.